Now, Glenn Harold is here. His new book is called Sleep Well Every Night. Listen up, everybody. Let's just pick him up. Glenn Harold is a fully trained and qualified hypnotherapist and has sold over 500,000 audio CDs worldwide. He's the UK's leading audio author. That's good, audio author. And has produced and published over 22 hypnosis titles. First of all, I know you're not a medic, but Glenn, in your view, why can't we get to sleep some evenings? Why is it that, especially at our age, I'm speaking about Tim, obviously not Janie or your good self, you get 6 hours when you really need nine. Why is that?
I think a lot of the time people live very stressy lives and very busy lives, so the mind is very active at night, and so it's hard to switch off and wind down and go into a sleep state.
Isn't there a process where we need to filter out or filter in all the things that have been going on during the day to sort it out in our own heads? Isn't it just before we go to sleep that we need to do that and then dream it away?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to slowly go into a nice, relaxing sleep state. And the good thing with hypnosis, it's very similar to naturally going to sleep at night. So the brainwaves slow down and you go into that relaxing state where you eventually become unconscious and you go to sleep.
But I find I just fall asleep usually if I listen to any kind of hypnosis tape, which is great, I suppose, because I probably want to go to sleep. But are the suggestions still going to be able to help me subconsciously?
Well, there's suggestions on there, there's cues on there that say as soon as your head touches the pillow, you'll go into a deep sleep every night. So there's cues that help you to do that every single night. Mm. So, and if you hear that enough, it becomes implanted in your unconscious and you respond to it automatically, so that as soon as your head touches the pillow, you go to sleep.
So could you potentially put out a CD with a book that would enable me to eat a peanut butter sandwich every day at 9:30 at night? Is it that auto-suggestive?
Yeah, absolutely. If you hear a suggestion enough and you hear it when you're in a really relaxed state and a receptive state, then you will respond to that suggestion. It's the post-hypnotic suggestion. You'll respond to it at a later date.
So isn't that dangerous?
If you give good positive suggestions, it's a good thing. It's only if you give the wrong kind of suggestion. And with my recordings, when I first started making them, I had a lady that phoned me up from Coventry and she said to me, I'm a bit worried because my arms are up in the air. And I listened back to the recording, there was a suggestion on there that said she would feel lighter and lighter, and the way she interpreted it, she was on the phone like that.
And, fly.
And I said to her, well, you put your arms down and you'll feel fine, and she said that's done the trick, and she was fine. And
do you think anybody can be hypnotised, or do you need to be susceptible to it? Do you need to believe in it? You see, I don't think you could hypnotise me if you tried for 1,000 years.
I think...
Can't have a sleep already.
Yeah,
I don't need it.
Most people I've ever hypnotised have come to me because they've wanted to go into trance. Yeah. And to overcome, stop smoking or lose weight. You can't hypnotise anyone if they don't want to be hypnotised. The only time I can think of where it was a bit unusual was, it was soon after I qualified and I saw this big Scotsman. He was terrified of being hypnotised, but he was desperate to stop smoking. And he came to see me, and the thing you do in that situation is you build a bit of rapport, and if they trust you and they feel comfortable, then they'll respond to the suggestions. So I was chatting to him about football and we were getting on really well and laughing a joke. And all of a sudden, he locked his eyes on mine and started swaying. Mm. And he said, you're doing it to me now. And he'd gone into a really deep trance. And no. I hadn't even started. And so I
so you remember, did that with auto-suggestion almost?
Well, it was his expectation of what I could do. Because he thought I'd already started, and I hadn't even started the induction, he'd gone into a deep trance. So I remember thinking, this job's easier than I thought.
It's interesting you say that, because many, many years ago, I went down to see a guy, and he's a hypnotist, and I wanted to stop smoking at the time. So I just thought I'd try this. And he couldn't hypnotise me, and I realised after why, it's because I didn't like him. Didn't feel comfortable
didn't
with
him.
Yeah, about trust.
It wasn't really about trust, because I didn't know if I could trust him or not. No. I just actually didn't like him.
That's a big part of it. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with the person, you're not going to switch off and allow them to plant suggestions in your unconscious mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that with the recordings, obviously, that issue doesn't come up. I mean, all they have to do is see your smashing picture on the front of the book there, and you think, that's a good-looking guy. There's a trusted guy.
And they're asleep in 10 seconds.
Yeah. Exactly.
Actually,
yeah.
In truth, Glenn, we think you've got slightly too much makeup on the front of that picture.
You know I have, haven't I?
You've been on the telly there.
I did tell them that.
Seriously, it suits you.
If you don't stop it, it will turn you into a chicken. Now stop it.
Yeah, yeah. So now this process that you're doing, somebody gets the book, and I know you've done this 1,000 times. They get the book and they get the CD. That process, how much is it like something else, relaxation technique or all the things that Janie talks about?
It's very similar. All I've done with the book is I've tailored the suggestions for sleep and for people to have regular healthy sleep patterns. Mm. And that cue that's on the recording there that says as soon as your head touches the pillow, you'll sleep well every night. Once people hear that enough, it becomes a thing that they absorb and they respond to, and it's a great cue. So,
but does that mean that they're in a hypnotic state every time they go to bed?
Yes.
So then how long does that last?
It's really different with every individual. I have had some people that you give them one session, totally transformed, and they do sleep well, absolutely. Mm. So it does really vary. You know, it's not a panacea for all sleep problems, but most people respond to the suggestions and the CDs.
Excellent. Glenn's book, Sleep Well Every Night, published by Orion, and is out now. Glenn Harold, everybody. Thanks, Glenn. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you,
Glenn Harold.